Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. A series of contemporary plays for radio. Earplay. Earplay presents Fire in the Hole by Tim O'Brien. The play is adapted from O'Brien's new novel, Going After Cacciato, published by Delacourt Press. The New York Times Book Review said of the novel, "It makes us think of Hemingway. It combines a surface of realistic war reportage with a deeper level of the surrealistic effect war has on the daydreams and nightmares of the combatants." Two chapters from the book won O. Henry Awards when they were published as short stories. O'Brien is the author of two previous books, If I Die in a Combat Zone and Northern Lights. He served as a foot soldier in Vietnam and later worked as a national affairs reporter for the Washington Post. Earplay commissioned O'Brien to adapt a chapter of his new novel for radio. Fire in the Hole by Tim O'Brien.
Couldn't get up in the morning. Oh, where have you gone, Billy boy, Billy boy? Oh, where have you gone, charming Billy? I've gone to seek a wife. She's the joy of my life. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother. Rain, rain, go and come again. Sir?
That's enough.
Just saying, sir. Just passing the time of day.
All right. But try to find some other way to pass it, okay? All that racket. The goats hear it. We're in for some trouble.
But, sir, we were singing lullaby-like songs. Lull the enemy to sleep.
Yeah.
Sorry, sir.
Forget it. All I'm saying is we can't go marching around them like the Johnny Man singers or something.
Okay. Look. Okay, we'll stop here for the day. All right. All right, dig in. And we start setting up the lean-tos. And damn it, no more singing.
Affirmative.
Hey, Lieutenant Martin.
Yeah, Oscar.
I don't mean no respectlessness, but, well, why the hell are we stopping here?
It's a war, that's why.
Oh, it's a war, gentlemen, it's a war, yeah. Yes, sir, I know all about that. But here's what I'm saying. I mean, this here's nothing but a bombed-out hill. You follow me? Mm-hmm. Nothing but a bunch of old bomb craters all filled with rainwater. Not exactly a cozy spot to set up for the night, but with the monsoons and all.
Right.
You follow my drift, Lieutenant Martin, sir? I mean, why don't we head down to one of the villages for the night, get some shelter? Maybe find us a nice, sweet goop chick to pass around.
Hey. Cut it, Oscar.
Just a suggestion, sir.
Come on, men. Now start digging. Sooner it's finished, sooner you poor slobs get in out of the rain. Hey, Berlin.
Yes, sir.
You look beat, Berlin.
Oh, a little, I guess. Maybe it's the rain. I don't know. Just doesn't ever let up.
Makes things interesting, right? Pretend it's Boy Scouts.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, look here. I want you and Cacciata to head down to that bomb crater there. See it?
That big one?
Yeah, right. Take some canteens with you. Fill them up. Stay down there to pull security while we're digging in.
Oh.
Now keep a close eye on that far ridge line. If we get hit, I expect it's going to come from there.
Sir, it's nothing but wilderness.
I know. But no sense taking chances. Stay alert.
Okay, sir.
And Berlin?
Sir?
Relax.
Sure. Relax.
Relax.
Cacciato. Cacciato! Hey, Stink, you seen Cacciato anywhere?
Can't you see I'm busy digging, man? Trenching tools useless in this muddy crap. You take a spadeful and the stuff just comes oozing back on
you. Yeah, Stink, you got my sympathy.
It's insane.
I know, but look, the lieutenant, he wants me to...
Lieutenant? The man? A great and fearless West Point leader. Gung-ho Sidney Martin. Why don't he ever listen to reason?
Got me, Stinko. I don't know.
Look at this. You see what I mean? Look, the damn foxhole keeps filling up with mud and rain. You know, Oscar's right. We should head down to one of the villages and get our butts out of this rain. But what's our great and fearless leader say? Oh, no. Sidney Martin says we've got to make camp here. Out in the middle of the boonies with nothing but a bunch of bomb craters for company.
Lake country.
What's that?
Those craters full of water. They look like Wisconsin lake country. Know what I mean?
I guess. Lake country?
I was there once in Wisconsin just before coming over to Nam. My dad and I, we spent 2 weeks up there fishing, camping. Rained the whole time. Lakes were all gray and bubbling, just like those craters out there. Real sad and gloomy.
You okay, Berlin?
Oh, terrific. Can't you see how terrific I am? Those craters, just like lake country. Almost smells the same.
Well, this here ain't Wisconsin, man. And those bomb craters, they ain't lakes.
I guess not.
No guessing. This here's Sin City. Forget that lake country crap.
Yeah. Well, I better find Cacciato. Happy digging, Stinko.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Cacciato.
Over here.
Grab your weapon, boy.
What's up? Where are we going?
Just down to the crate over there. Hustle it up.
Okay.
Hey, don't forget your helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, you'd forget your own head if it weren't. Come on.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, whoa. You okay, Cassia?
Yeah, sure. I just slipped. It's gushy, oozy stuff. It's hard to walk on.
Yeah, take hold.
Yeah, okay.
And be careful here.
Oh, God.
This slope is slippery. There you go, kid.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Oh. Easy does it.
Yeah.
Oh. There. You okay now?
Sure I am. Who said I wasn't?
Just keep your rifle out of the mud. Last thing we need is jammed weapons.
Yeah.
Here, you hold my rifle while I fill these canteens. And for God's sake, keep your eyes open for snipers.
Geez, you hear that?
Lovely. Here, Katsuyata, take this canteen and hand me another one.
Well, you ever seen anything like it, Berlin? All this rain. Well, back in the States, I used to talk about the monsoons, but well, I never once thought it'd be like this. Never once.
Lake country, right?
That's it! Lake country, that's exactly it. See that crater water? Hey, you're right, it's just like a lake, no fooling. Exactly.
Quiet down.
Lake country. Man alive, that hits a nail right on the old nose. Look at there, those little waves coming in. All you need is some pine trees. Bang, you think you was right in the middle of lake country. No water, nobody getting wasted. Lake country.
Hold it down, for Pete's sake. You want to get zapped by some gook who's tuning in?
Yeah.
Okay, hand over that last canteen.
Now what do we do?
Just sit tight. The lieutenant, that SOB, he says we have to sit down here and pull security while the men are digging in. Oh, this bloody rain. 2 weeks straight. Mm. Here, take this canteen. Put it over there with the others. Hey, Katsuyata.
Yeah?
You were a pretty good buddy of Billy Boy, weren't you?
Sort of. He was an all right guy.
He was... Billy Boy was the first... You know, the first dead guy I ever saw.
Let's not talk about it.
I know, but... Wow, the way he looked.
You want a piece of gum?
No, thanks. All I want is for this rain to end. Look at that sky up there. Nothing but black. Pure black. And this crummy country all bombed to hell, mangled, just like Billy Boy Watkins.
I got juicy fruit.
What's that, Cacciato?
Here, take it. Juicy fruit. Next experiment is my favorite. Come on, Berlin, take it.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm gloomy. Look at that. You ever see such a gloomy country?
Lake country. No kidding, Berlin. I really love the sound of that. Lake country. You just gotta use your imagination.
Sure.
Plenty of imagination. That's what you need to get by.
Did Billy Boy Watkins have imagination?
Not enough.
Imagination. These last 2 weeks. Rain. Sleeping in filth.
Yeah.
Then what happened to old Billy Boy? That takes some imagination to forget all that. And the way that damn lieutenant keeps driving us, that man... I mean, he just doesn't stop, does he?
Hey.
Even after what happened to Billy Boy, that lieutenant just doesn't let up.
Hey. Trick is to think pretty thoughts. Ignore the bad stuff. Just concentrate on lake country. Pretend you're back in Wisconsin, roughing it. Just having yourself a swell time.
Except in Wisconsin, you can go home if you want. You can call it quits.
How's the gum, Berlin?
Huh?
The juicy fruit, how's it?
Fine.
I love the stuff. Except when all the sugar's gone. Hate it when the sugar's gone. I always carry about a zillion packs. You want some more?
No. I tell you, Cacciato, it's not just me. I mean, the other guys, Stinkin' and Oscar and Eddie, they're ready to break.
Yeah.
If that lieutenant doesn't stop pushing us like this, all gung-ho, all wrapped up in mission,
yeah.
That's all Martin cares about. Mission. Doing things by the book. 1, 2, 3, right down the line.
I guess that's how he's made. Guilty, I mean.
Yeah, and Oscar's thinking about ways to unmake him.
What?
You know, solutions. After Billy Boy died, that's when the talk started getting serious. Just last night. Last night, Oscar was saying how if Lieutenant Martin doesn't shape up, doesn't start listening to reason, that certain steps might have to be taken.
I don't like it.
Well, me neither. It scares me. But, man, if the lieutenant keeps up like this, well, I don't know.
Oh, he's not all that bad.
No?
Well, sometimes he can be okay.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes isn't enough, Cacciato. Not when it's my neck on the line. Not when stuff happens like what happened to Billy Boy.
Hey,
At least we don't have to worry about VC. Not on a day like this. Even the gooks wouldn't come out in this stuff.
Oh, small blushing.
Huh?
Oh, nothing, Cacciato. Just mumbling to myself.
Hey, gotta look on the bright side. That's all. Look at that lake there. No pollution.
I told you, it's not a lake. It's
imagination.
You're a weird kid. Looney Tunes.
Hey.
Hey, Cacciato, what you doing?
I'm just splashing around a little. Oh, it's like ice.
Hey, be careful. You. Oh, holy. Cacciato, what are you doing? Cacciato.
Oh, easy, man. Oh, I was just testing the depth. This crater must be 10 feet deep, maybe more.
Crazy kid, you really are. You're nutty.
Oh, it's cold.
Hey, get out of there, Cacciato. Come on, right now, before you drown your sorry little ass. Out. Oh, I swear, kid, I swear, you are the freakiest thing I ever ran across.
Yeah.
Look at yourself, soak through. How do you plan to sleep tonight, wet like that, huh? Listen, I'll tell you one thing. You're not borrowing my poncho, huh? No way.
Hey, Lee Country. Oh, I really dig the sound of that. Hey.
What?
Think maybe there's fish in there?
Oh,
geez. Walleyes, maybe? Boy, I can rig up a line. Maybe catch us some dinner. Yeah, I'll bet I could.
Get off it, Cacciato, huh? That's a crater. Just a crater full of rain.
Sure, but maybe.
No maybes. I'm telling you, pal. All you'll catch in that crater is a bad case of pneumonia.
Uh-huh.
Now what the devil are you up to?
Nothing. See here? Got this piece of string. So, all I do is tie on this paper clip. Like so. There. Got me some fishing gear. All I need is bait. I'm all set.
Crazy.
Huh?
You are as whacked out as everybody says, aren't you? Scrambled brains.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Okay. Watch close. See? I just open up this can of turkey loaf. Take a pinch. Stick it on the paper clip. Presto, got me a baited up hook, ready to go.
Lord, have mercy on this gentle fool.
Step back, Merlin, give me room to cast. Now, of course, this isn't exactly the time for fishing. You know, in the rain, I mean, but it's worth a try, right?
Sure, fishing in a bog crater, it's worth a hell of a try.
Here it goes. Oh, there you see. Oh, that's not a bad cast, huh?
Wow.
All right, now, I'm just going to tug on the line, like this. That's how my old man taught me to lure the big ones. Nice and smooth. Keep the bait wiggling and squiggling in the water. Nice and easy, nice and slow. Nice and smooth. Don't want to startle them. You just tickle their fancy a little, make them smell the bait. Lake Country. There's nothing like it, is there?
Rains on a half shell.
You like fishing, Berlin?
Yeah, I guess I do.
Me? I really love it. Soothes the nerves. Keeps you feeling close to nature. Give me a choice. I'd rather fish and hunt any day of the week.
Sure, kid. What the? Sounds like stink. Stay put, Cacciato. I'll see what's going on. What's happening?
Lieutenant!
What is it?
Quick, somebody fetch the lieutenant!
Lieutenant!
It's a tunnel. I found a tunnel, man. Almost fell in.
You sure stink?
Of course I'm sure. A VC tunnel. I've seen enough of the buggers to know. Man. Somebody get the lieutenant over here.
Lieutenant, he's coming.
I swear to God, I almost fell into the damn thing right behind my foxhole, maybe 10 feet away. I almost had a heart attack. You should have seen
what is it. What is it?
Tunnel, sir. Like I was just telling Oscar, I almost fell into the damn
Where?
Thing.
Where?
Right there, sir.
Oscar, go find my flashlight. Pronto.
Right. See there, sir? See how it's covered up with brush camouflage? That's how I almost fell in. I was walking over
Stay
to my...
Stay clear, men. Don't crowd. Thing may be booby-trapped.
Here's the flashlight.
Okay. Let's see what there is to see. Eddie, Stink, you guys move that brush away. Real slow. Watch for wires. Explosives.
There it is. What'd I tell you? A tunnel.
Sure enough, Stinko.
Eddie, I told you to stay clear.
Sorry, sir.
Now spread out. Everybody, no gangbang. This thing's rigged. I don't want the whole squad wiped out. Okay, let me see if I can shine this light in. Easy. Easy. Looks clear. I can't see any firing devices, no wiring. Looks clean.
Yeah, that's how it looks.
What's that, Oscar?
I was just saying, sir, that sometimes you can't see the booby traps. That's the whole idea. You don't see the buggers, and that's when they blast the body away.
Yeah, sure. But this tunnel's clean as a whistle.
That's what somebody said when Billy Boy Watson's got himself wasted in the tunnel. Clean as a whistle, somebody said. I ain't naming names, sir, but I do recall those very words.
That's the exact same words, no more. Billy Boy.
Accidents happen, Oscar.
Maybe so, but with Billy Boy, that weren't no accident. No, sir.
Lieutenant Martin?
Yeah, Eddie.
You want me to fetch some grenades? We can blow this tunnel with three or four of them, I figure. Maybe five. Sir?
No, Eddie. We've got to search it.
Search what? The tunnel?
That's right. It's a war, isn't it? And in a war, if you find a tunnel, by God, you search it. Who knows what's down there?
Sir, that's a mystery. I don't rightly care to find the answer.
Now, look here, Oscar.
You know what happened to the cat, sir?
What cat?
The curious cat. You know what happened to it?
I know.
There it is, sir. There it is.
And Billy Boy was some curious cat.
Yeah, now where is he? Wasted like garbage.
Damn right.
Now, wait a minute. Now, just quiet down. I didn't make the rules for this ball game. I just follow the rules. And the rules say we search tunnels and bunkers. Search them thoroughly, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Spit on rules, sir.
Oscar, I'm
warning you. Spit on them. Blow the tunnel. Forget going down. Just blow the damn thing. Let's move on.
It's not SOP. You got it backward, Oscar. It's SOP to search the tunnels, then blow them. That's the procedure, and that's how it'll be done.
You remember what happened to Billy Boy Watkins, sir?
I remember.
Tunnel just like this one. Nice and harmless looking.
Like I say, Oscar, it's a war. Now, do I have a volunteer, or do I start giving orders?
Oh, man. Sir, I don't aim to be disagreeable, but it ain't my nature, you know? But honest, there's not a man here, not a single soul who's going to put himself down at their hole. Ain't that right, Eddie?
That's right. Okay, if you want it as a direct order, that's how you'll have it. I'll order you down. I got my notebook here. And if anybody outright refuses, I'm writing his name down. Believe me, I know what to do with the names. Oscar, you go down into that tunnel.
No, I don't believe I will.
I'm putting your name down. Eddie, I'm ordering you down. Go down.
Nope, not me.
That's two names. What about you, Stink?
No way. Rather be court-martialed. That's spelled S-T-I-N-K.
Cacciato?
He's not here, sir.
Well, where is he?
Fishing, sir.
Fishing?
For walleyes, I think. Last I saw him, he was down there at the crater, fishing.
Jesus. Okay, Berlin. What's your answer?
No, I don't think so, sir.
Oh,
Berlin. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know what this means, Berlin. I'm giving a direct order.
Yeah, I know, sir, but I...
You refuse, it's mutiny. That's what my Navy friends call it, mutiny. Now, you're a good kid. You've always done your job. So I want you to think this out real careful. You know the stakes.
Sir, No, sir.
I hate to see you do this.
Yeah, me too, but I just can't go down into that tunnel, not after what happened to Billy Boy.
Look, men, think about it. If I turn in this list, and I have to, I can't let insubordination just pass by. If I turn the names in, you men are in the biggest damn bind of your lives. Trouble. Now, come on now, somebody go down. Oscar.
You got my answer.
Eddie. Stink.
Nope.
Paul Berlin.
Sorry, sir.
All right, then. You all know the penalty. Looks like I have to do it myself.
Well, yes, sir. That's how it looks, doesn't it?
Eddie. Give me a hand while I slip in.
Okay. Tight squeeze. Okay. Ow. Hey, give me my flashlight and the pistol.
Got it, sir?
Yeah. I'm loaded. Stunk again.
Stay. You see him?
Just the dude's feet. Wiggling like a worm. Gone now. Can't see nothing. I can hear him moving around down there.
A great and fearless leader.
There it is. And the man got us wrote down, every blessed one of us.
Except Cacciato.
Yeah, except Domo Cacciato. But the rest of us, our ass is grass. The man turning those names, and our next stop is LBJ, Long Ben Jail.
All right, what choice did we have, Oscar? After what happened to Billy Boy Watkins, what choice did we have?
Screwed. Coming or going, we screwed and skewered either way.
The man! All that crap about SOPs! Why don't he just play it cool? Just blow the friggin' tunnel and forget about it.
Yeah, that's what West Point will do to you every time.
Hey, listen.
What?
Just listen. You hear that?
Don't hear nothing, Stink. Oh, the man got you spooked.
I swear, man, I thought I heard something down in the tunnel. Somebody breathing real loud like, real heavy. You hear it, Berlin?
Just the rain.
Yeah. Here's one thing you can hear for sure.
Lieutenant Sidney Martin is seeking trouble.
Tell it, Oscar.
Sidney Martin just don't ever learn. When Billy Boy got killed, that should have taught the dude a lesson, right? But no. Lieutenant Martin don't grasp facts. Am I telling the truth for Eddie?
The whole truth and nothing but.
Hey, trouble is our leader takes this war serious. Searching tunnels, that's just too darn serious. Even after Billy Boy took his dive, even then, old Sidney Martin can't learn his lesson, can't grasp the basic facts of survival. Remember how it was with Billy Boy? Clean as a whistle, Sidney Martin says. So old Billy Boy volunteers, crawls down to that tunnel, and then, pow! Billy Boy's among the dead and departed, just like that, pow! So we drag him out, and the medic tries to patch Billy Boy up, but it's no dice, no go. And that's the story of what happened to Billy Boy Watkins. KIA at the bottom of some stinking dark tunnel. And we're next. If the man has his way, we're next.
There it is.
Either that or court-martial.
Predicament, huh, Oscar? Sounds like we're stuck on the horn of a genuine mind-breaking dilemma.
Gospel truth, Eddie, a predicament. Lieutenant Sidney Martin seeks trouble, and this time, I think he finally found it.
You think so, Oscar?
I do. I think so. I think he found this.
My. What you got there, Oscar?
What's it look like?
I do believe it is a grenade. Looks to me like a regulation frag grenade.
Oh, no kidding. My goodness gracious, Eddie, that's exactly what it appears to be. A grenade.
Hey, man, stop juggling that thing.
I'm just testing the feel of it, Stink. Just judging the weight.
Well, cut it out.
Like I say, this time Lieutenant Sidney Martin has found himself trouble he's been seeking. I do believe so. See, my point, it's preservation. That's all it is. It's self-friggin' preservation.
Oscar, that's enough of this stuff. Put the frag away. If the lieutenant hears you talking this way...
You scared, Burley?
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with it. The whole business, it's insane. Now, put that thing away.
Zip up, Burley. You don't seem to understand the situation. It's grave. You follow me, man? It's perilous. This ain't no game, and I ain't just talking to hear how sweet my sound is.
Yeah, but Oscar, you're talking murder.
Oh, am I? Strong words for a little accident that might befall our great and valiant leader. Dear me. Poor Sidney Martin was down in this tunnel, just doing his duty to God and country and the flag and West Point, when suddenly, boom, poor man. Oh, how we loved him. Worshipped him. Oh, yes, he was our old General Patton. But boom, poor Sidney Martin must have hit a booby trap, dragged him out, but nothing we could do. Poor Sidney Martin. We tried to breathe light back to him, blowing, but we just couldn't save the dude. His dying words were, ouch.
Oscar, you're not serious.
No.
Get off it now, right? Cut it out. Stop it. You guys are joking, right?
Hey, this grenade here, does this look like a joke to you, Berlin? Hey, don't forget, the man got our names wrote down that little notebook of his. Now, you want yourself court-martialed to kingdom come. You want Mom and Papa back home to hear how their dear son refused direct orders, refused to crawl down to that there tunnel. You want that, Berlin? You like the sound of that?
I guess not. Yeah, but can't we just...
And look, man, even if Lieutenant don't turn the names in, he's still gonna make us go down to the next tunnel. Or the next one.
Right.
That's how the dude thinks. He used that list of names like a blackjack on us, like blackmail.
Yeah.
Hey, face it, man, we're in a no-win predicament, just like Eddie says. Yeah. Unless, of course, you change your mind. Unless maybe you want to start crawling to them tunnels. You want that, Burley?
No.
Speak up, man. You want to be a tunnel rat?
No.
I can't hear you.
No.
All right, then. What about the rest of you? Eddie.
No way I'm going down into tunnels. No way. I got this disease called tunnel phobia.
Stink.
I say we teach the man a lesson.
Take
right.
The sorry dude to school.
Yeah, look. Could we wait? You talk to him.
I told you, man. The man don't grasp facts. All he grasps is S.O.P.
Okay, that's true, but we could lay it on the line. Tell him exactly how things stand
with you.
Yeah, and then what? Half hour later, dude will have the choppers out there to pick us up. Next stop will be the stockade. It boils down to preservation, the survival of the species, which is us.
Oscar, what are you doing?
What's it look like I'm doing? Pulling the pin out of this grenade. Hey, don't worry, brother. I got the spoon clamped down. I won't explode till I drop it.
Hey, Oscar, take it easy with that thing.
Yeah, man, be careful. That's a dangerous piece of ordnance you got there.
No more dilly-dally crap. It's time for action. You touch it.
What?
Touch it. The grenade. I want everybody to touch it. All hands. I want it unanimous.
Me first. There. Nothing to it.
Eddie, you next.
Okay.
Touch it nice and firm.
Yeah, be careful. Don't jar the damn thing.
Paul Berlin, it's your turn.
burning.
Can't we wait a while? I mean, maybe if...
Touch it! Okay, now we cook it. Is that everybody?
What about Cacciato?
Cacciato, almost forgot the dumb twerp. Where's he at, man?
Fishing.
Oh,
fishing? You joshing me, man.
Look for yourself down the crater, fishing.
Incredible fishing in a bomb.
Quiet. Listen up. You hear that?
Hear what?
The lieutenant. I can hear him down in the tunnel. Oh, he's coming
damn
out.
God.
Drop it, Oscar, right now. Drop the thing and let's get it over with.
Are you sure he's coming upstairs?
I tell you, I can hear him. Either we do it now
do it,
or we'll never get another chance.
And hustle down to the crater and drag Cacciato up here. I want this thing unanimous.
No time. Listen, the man's coming out.
Fishing, that's stupid.
Drop
ass
it, Oscar. Go ahead, right now.
Forget it, stink. I ain't dropping it till we got a unanimous vote.
Yeah, but Cacciato, he's just a moron, a fool. Look at him down there fishing. What the hell does he know? Go ahead, drop it while we've got the chance.
No! You just have to put it off till next time. Burley.
Yeah, Oscar?
Here, man, you take the grenade. And don't fret, I put the pin back in. Just take it.
What for?
Take it down to Cacciato.
Yeah.
No arguments, man. Take the frag down to Cacciato and get him to touch it. Get him involved in some group rapport.
Oscar, I don't want...
Take it, man. There you go. See, it don't bite.
I still don't like it.
Pipe down. The man's coming out.
And don't forget Berlin. First chance you get, you bring a grenade down to Cacciato. Explain things and get him to touch it.
Eddie! Hey, Stink! Somebody give me a hand. You okay, sir?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Hey, hand me a towel, will you?
Here, take this one. You look awful messy, sir. Filthy.
So, what you find, sir? Anything?
It's deserted. Tunnel must be 20 years old. Abandoned years ago. Nothing but rats and mud and cobwebs.
Well, bad place to be buried, huh?
Swell. Eddie, me, fetch me a canteen, will you?
Right here, sir. I'll unscrew the lid for you. There you go.
Thanks. Oh, Lord. Now I feel like I'm painted in mud, like it's baked on. Oh, yuck. Here, Stink, pour some of that over my head. Oh. Phew.
That enough, sir?
Yeah, plenty. Much better.
So what you see down there, sir?
Mud.
That's all?
There's some old ration cans, couple empty crates. Like I say, thing was abandoned long ago.
Well, sir, all I can say is this. You look like you just climbed out of a grave.
Yeah, maybe so, Oscar. But you guys, you're digging yours. I can have you locked up by tomorrow, you know that? I call for a chopper, take you away, and that's that. Next stop would be the stockade.
Better than what happened to Billy Boy Watkins.
It's your choice. But hey, I don't want to come down hard. Not if I don't have to. So I'm going to give you troopers one last chance.
You're listening.
Down below, the tunnel forks off in two directions. I only followed one.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm beginning to see the stopper.
No. Shut up, Oscar, and let me finish. If I wasn't such a kind-hearted bastard, I'd already be on the horn.
Oh.
Calling in an official report about this insubordination business.
Kind-hearted.
That's right. Lots of officers have your butts in a sling before sundown. But like I say, I'm open-minded. I'm willing to let all that be forgotten. Provided...
Here it comes, Oscar.
I smelled it a mile away like a skunk.
You want me to finish?
Oh, sure. I love the jingle in your voice, Sidney.
Who?
Sidney, sir.
Take it or leave it. Tomorrow morning, first thing, one of you troopers will volunteer to explore the second leg of that tunnel.
Or else?
Or else I call in my report. Those are the options.
Tomorrow, huh?
First thing, you got the night to think it over. Think hard. Right now I'm heading for my lean-to. Try to dry out a little. Eddie, in 10 minutes, go down to relieve Cacciato. He's supposed to be keeping watch down there.
He's fishing, sir, that's all.
You heard me. Relieve him in 10 minutes. Rest of you, get under shelter. Think about my offer. Think hard.
Some swell offer, ain't it, Stink?
Terrific, Oscar.
And if we do go down, then he'll be sending us into every tunnel we run across, just like the friggin' war to escalate.
Tell it, Oscar.
I told it. We're gonna have to deal with the man. Sorry to say, but the dude just don't never learn. He just can't get himself educated in the facts of life.
Oscar's right.
You bet I am, Eddie. You bet your life I am.
And it's not like, it's not like a homicide, is it?
Hey,
justifiable holiday.
There it is, man. This here's the situation the phrase was invented for, a perfect fit. I mean, wow, the man just keeps pushing. He won't let up. It's not like we didn't talk to him, didn't try to explain the way things are done, and now you don't search tunnels. You just blow up the damn things. That's the end of it. You don't risk people's necks.
Hey, now you do this catching on.
Stupid idiot.
Eddie, tell the truth, man. You brilliant. Pay attention.
I mean, we got a moral stance, don't we? A legit moral position.
Murder. You're saying murder's legitimate, Eddie?
Well, sort of, yeah.
Sort of. Good God, man. There's no sort of in murder. It's a whole hog thing.
Except it's us or him. Right, Oscar?
Do it swell, Eddie. Just swell.
I don't like it either. But yeah, it boils down to us or him. He keeps sending us down in the tunnels, and somebody's going to get wasted again. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. Just like with Billy Boy. Maybe next time it'll be me that gets dragged out by the heels. So Stinko.
Yeah.
Or you, Berlin.
Yeah, that doesn't change the fact that it's, you know, murder.
Oh, crap! Berlin, tell me something, will you? Is war murder?
Not exactly, but... Well, sort of. Hell, I don't know, but I know it's not the same as fragging. I know that much.
How's it different? The way I see it, in a war, you're just defending yourself against the enemy. Am I right? And that's what this is. Self-preservation.
That's right.
What are we squabbling about, man? Everybody here already touched a grenade, right? The votes have been taken nice and democratic, right? And the results is in. Except for Cacciato.
That turkey. Look at him down there at the crater. You believe that?
Maybe he knows something we don't.
Fat chance. That weirdo don't know fish from noodle.
Yeah, true, but sometimes the kid can be stubborn.
And that's why Paul Berlin here is going to be real persuasive. Am I right, Berlin? I say, am I right?
Yes.
You mumbling again. Speak loud and clear.
You're right, Oscar.
There we go. You still got that grenade.
Right here.
Lovely. Now, here's what you do. You just toddle on down to that crater. Buddy up to old Cacciato, real friendly, palsy-wowsy, and, you know, explain exactly how things stand. He awful dumb, so you got to make it clear. And then you get him to touch the grenade. Nothing to it, right?
Right.
Pardon me?
Right, Oscar. Right. Right.
Attaboy, attaboy. Off you go now. Now, when you're done... If you're waiting here and Eddie's leaning to, you bring the grenade along, we'll start laying plans.
Right.
Don't forget, man. Be real convincing. Show your stuff.
Right.
And hey, tell a dummy he should have the sense to come in out of the rain.
Hey, Cacciato. Cacciato.
Oh, hi.
Any luck?
Not yet. The trick is to keep changing baits till you find one that works.
Sure. Mind if I sit down?
Yeah, just one sec. I want to make another cast after I get this hook baited up. Oh, stuck myself. Okay, there we go. Okay. Stand back now. Here goes. Oh, that's not bad, huh? I'm really getting the hang of it.
A pro, Cacciato. You're a real pro.
Well, it takes practice, that's all.
Sit down now?
Sure, yeah. Find a decent spot. All this rain makes fishing kind of tough.
Well, I guess that's the price.
Price?
You know, getting wet, that's the price a fisherman has to pay sometimes.
Well, yeah. That's the truth, all right. But it's kind of nice, though, isn't it?
Well.
Yeah, I mean, if you ignore the wet and cold, it's sort of nice just sitting out here. Fishing, feeling, you know, just feeling quiet and peaceful.
Sure, Cacciato, it's wonderful.
Lake country. You sure hit the nail on the head. Just listen. It's how the rain hits the crater water. You hear that?
Yeah.
That makes me feel all calm inside. Makes me think about all the times I went fishing with my dad. Boy, we had some great trips way up north into the wilderness. Nothing but pines and lakes.
Yeah.
Not a man in sight. You ever been fishing, camping like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's peaceful, isn't it?
Up in Wisconsin once, my father and I... Oh, forget it. Look, Cacciato, there's something I got to talk to you about. Oscar...
Hold on a minute. I think maybe I got a nibble.
Oh, no way. Just let me explain.
I swear, it's a nibble. You gotta have patience. That's what my dad always says. You gotta have patience to catch fish.
You gotta have fish to catch fish. Now listen, are you listening to me?
Wait a minute. I'm telling you, I think I got a nibble here. Hold on a sec. I gotta get up. All right, like my dad says, when you get a nibble, you gotta be real, real careful not to scare them off. Look this, I mean. Just winding your line real slow. It's like this. You kind of tantalize him. Make him go for a big bite. Make him hungry. See how I'm doing it? It's gentle as can be. No quick movements, nothing. It's just smooth, smooth.
Tatiana, will you stop a minute and listen? I got
it. Oh, damn.
What is it?
Look at that. Sucker took my bait. Clean as a whistle.
No way. It just fell off. Now, listen. We got a problem. The lieutenant...
Maybe better switch baits this time. Try some ham.
This is nuts.
See? Nice, juicy chunk of ham. Yum. What fish could resist? All right. Stick it on real tight so the sucker won't pull it off. Like so. Then we throw it out into lake country. This time I'll nail him. I guarantee it. He's a big one. Maybe 10 pounds. It's hard to tell by the way he was tugged on the line. He's a real monster. Oh, hey, I almost forgot. What was all the racket about up at camp?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you about. They found a tunnel.
You mean...
Yeah, the real thing. Victor Charles. Anyhow, Lieutenant Martin, he ordered us to check it out.
Go in?
We refused.
Refused.
That's right. He's got our names down. And well, if we don't change our tunes, he says he'll turn us in.
Trouble. Huh?
Trouble.
Yeah. Well, geez, you got my sympathy, Berlin. I don't know.
Talking about solutions.
I don't get it. Solutions? You mean like solutions to riddles?
Riddles. Do I have to spell it out in Braille for you? Solutions. Final solutions, man. That's what they're talking about.
I don't think I want to. I don't think I want to hear anymore. No, I'll just do my fishing.
Well, you're gonna hear.
No, I'm not. I'm happy enough where I am. I'm just a dumb fisherman out in lake country. Get out of here. Take off.
Lake country? It's all baloney. Wake up. This is Nam Kachiara. No lakes, no fish, no pretty pine trees. Yeah. Look out there. Bombed out junk. Nothing left but stumps. Yeah. Everything all torn up and burned and smashed. Nothing alive. No deer, no fish, no nothing. Dead. See there? Dead.
Cut it out.
No, I won't cut it out. Now, the lieutenant, he's been asking for this. Remember how he ordered Billy Boy down in that tunnel? Remember that?
I'm not listening. I'm fishing. That's all I'm doing.
Remember what happened to your pal, Billy Boy? Remember? Remember what he looked like when we dragged him out? Remember that? All covered with mud and pus and his own brains. Remember how you could see Billy Boy's bones? Blue bones sticking out through muscle. Remember that? And remember who sent him down into that tunnel? Lieutenant Sidney Martin. And next time, he's sending me down, or you, or Oscar. And damn it, I'm not buying it. Not me, and neither is Stinker Eddie. And by God, I'm not dying down in some creepy, stinking hole in the ground. Not me.
I got a bite.
Here's the grenade. We want you to touch it.
A strike. Oh, that's a biggie this time.
Touch it.
Oh, hey. See that line? Come on, see how tight it's getting. That's a whopper. Oh, I'll bet that's a real whopper.
Touch
of a
it.
Fish. A musty, maybe a northern. Oh, wow. It's huge. Really huge.
Give me your hand, cut you.
It's a whopper. A monster.
Damn it. Touch it.
Okay, come on, let's go.
Easy now.
Let's go. Can't you see I'm trying to bring a fish in? Let's go.
There. You did it. You get away?
Oh, I guess maybe it was just a snag. Caught up on a rock or something. You gotta be careful of that. Otherwise, you might lose your lures, hooks. Gotta be careful.
Sure, man. Real careful.
Hey, look. Come on, don't you think you better put that grenade away? You see, I'm not touching it. I guarantee you, there's no way I'm touching it.
You already did.
Say again?
Nothing at all. Go ahead, keep on fishing, kid. Who knows, maybe you'll land something after all.
Hey, you betcha. All it takes is time.
And patience.
That's it. Time, plenty of patience. Well, maybe I better try a bobber. Got one here. This empty spray can of deodorant. Just tie it on and flip it out. And bang, I am back in business.
Well, Cacciato, I guess I'll head up to the camp. It's getting dark.
Hey, that is when they start to bite. Right around dusk. Come on, best time of all. You should stick around.
No, I'll leave the fishing to an expert. And kid?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Where are you going?
Come on up and get out of the rain soon. Hey, Cacciato. Good luck. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck. Lord. Lake country. Lake country.
Wait a second. Who's there?
Just me, Paul Berlin. Relax.
You talking to yourself out there?
Oh, sort of. No, I was just talking. Oh, I don't know what I was doing.
Well, come on in. At least it's dry under the lean-to.
Okay. Oh. Oh. It's good to be out of that bloody rain.
Hey, might as well pass the time with a joint. Anybody got a match?
Right here, Stink. Go.
Yeah, pass it along, Stink. Don't hog the goods.
Here. Got it?
Sweet smelling stuff. Nothing like dope to smooth over sins, huh? It's hot, man. Don't hurt yourself.
Hey, Berlin, you want some?
No.
Oh, go ahead, man. Take some mind away from all your problems. Give it a go.
Okay, just one hit.
Yeah. Join the crowd. Yeah. That's oh. it. That's oh. it.
So what's the verdict?
Verdict?
Cassiano, did he play along?
Yeah, I guess so.
No guessing, pal.
Well, it's not that simple, Oscar. I mean, he's pretty hard-headed sometimes. He's pretty thick-headed, and, well, it's hard to say.
Say it. Yes or no? Did he touch it?
Well, you know how it is with a fisherman, Oscar. Mine's a million miles away.
Will you speak straight, man? Did he touch it?
Yeah, well, I guess you say. he did. Well, yeah, he touched it. I could say he did.
Yeah, terrific, man. Splendid job. Nice and friendly. That's how you did it, right?
Yeah, right. Just a little help from his friends, and he touched it.
So that's everybody. Unanimous. A unanimous decision. No dissenting votes.
Yeah, I just wish that...
No more wishing, man. Wishing don't cut ice in the real world.
Yeah.
Give me the grenade, brother.
Hey, can't we just...
Now, hand it over.
No, can't we talk to the man? I mean, one last time.
We all done talking, and we all done wishing. Now, give me the frag. That's the ticket. Anybody want to come along? No matter. I'm just a messenger boy, and this here's the message. And it comes with everybody's compliments. Yeah. I just slip out now and pay dear Sydney a little visit. Hey. One last thing. No second thoughts. We all touch this thing. We all in it together. Am I right?
Right, Oscar.
Sure.
Keep it in mind.
Sleep tight, man.
He'll really do it, won't he?
Not he, Eddie. We.
I know. We. But Oscar, he's got a... You think he'll do it right away?
Nah, he'll wait till a man's asleep. Tonight. Sometime.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Look, Eddie, don't forget the stakes. Us or him. You start having doubts, just remember Billy Boy Watkins.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen to that rain.
Yeah, never stops, does it?
Never.
Almost pitch dark out there. Cacciato. He's still at it. He never gives up, does he?
Patience.
What's that, Berlin?
Patience, patience. That's what it takes.
Hey, just listen to that rain.
Rain, rain, go away. Come again some other day.
It's raining.
It's pouring.
The old man is snoring. He went to bed and he bumped his head. And he couldn't get up in the morning.
Billy boy, Billy boy, oh, where have you gone, charming Billy? I have gone to seek a wife. She's the joy of my life. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother. Rain, rain, go away. Come again some other day. Billy boy, Billy boy. Oh, where have you gone, charming Billy? I have gone to seek a wife. She's the joy of my life.
Fire in the Hole by Tim O'Brien. Adapted from his novel, Going After Cacciato, published by Delacorte Press. John Pielmeyer played Paul Berlin. Meshach Taylor played Oscar. And Peter McNichol was Cacciato. Peter Aylward was heard as Lieutenant Sidney Martin. Mark Frost was Eddie. And Richard K. Allison played Stink. Special sound effects were by Walter Brody. The play was directed by Carl Schmidt and engineered by Tom Vagley. Fire in the Hole was recorded in Minneapolis by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting. Thank you. Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.